First, I'd like to wish all of our fathers a very happy Father's Day, and I'd like to give them a blessing from the Church's Book of Blessings. So if our fathers and grandfathers and godfathers could please stand for the Father's Day blessing. God, our Father, in your wisdom and love, you made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's congratulate our wonderful dads. I did come across a story about a father and a son. There was a little boy who lived in the country. For facilities, they had to use an outhouse. And the little boy hated it because it was hot in the summer and cold in the winter. The outhouse was sitting on the bank of a creek, and the boy determined that one day he would push that outhouse into the water and have it float away. One day after a spring rain, the creek was swollen, so the little boy decided today was the day to push the outhouse into the creek. So he pushed and pushed. Finally, the outhouse toppled into the creek and floated away. That night, his dad told him that he was in big trouble. Knowing that that meant a spanking, the little boy asked why. The dad replied, "Someone pushed the outhouse into the creek today. It was you, wasn't it, son?" The boy answered, "Yes." And then he thought for a moment and said, "Dad, I read in school today that George Washington once chopped down a cherry tree, and he didn't get into trouble because he told the truth." The dad replied, "Well, son, George Washington's father wasn't up in that cherry tree." So, happy Father's Day to all of our dads. I would like to talk about fatherhood for a few moments today because we do have to challenge our dads to really live their vocation as husbands and fathers and to become the spiritual leaders of their family. As you know, a father is called to be the reflection of God the Father for his family. You're called to be the image of Saint Joseph for your family. So husbands and fathers are called to really to a great vocation, a challenging vocation. And so we have to pray every day for our dads and husbands and fathers that they will truly fulfill God's calling in being the spiritual leaders of the home. This means to be the ones to lead family prayer, like the grace before meals or the grace after meals, to lead the family in study of Scripture, to lead the family rosary, to bring the family to Mass, to bring the family to confession. See, these are things that our dads need to do. And fortunately, in the last 20 years, there's been lots of wonderful organizations that have grown up, that have been able to help men to really become the spiritual leaders of their family, as God wants them to be. I think of a group called Promise Keepers about 30 years ago. This was started, and they would fill stadiums with 10, 20, 30,000 men. And have talks about the importance of following the commandments and being the leader of the home. We have, in the last 10 or 20 years, St. Joseph's Covenant Keepers, which is a wonderful group started by a friend of mine named Steve Wood, a former Protestant minister who became Catholic, and he started St. Joseph's Covenant Keepers. Wonderful materials. He has books, he has DVDs, he has CDs, all on the spirituality for men. Father Larry Richards, a wonderful priest up in Erie, Pennsylvania, wrote an incredible book called Be a Man. And it's all about spirituality for our men in today's society. Because, you know, in today's society, what has been the role models for men? If you look on TV, you know, the most famous husband and father in the last 20 years has been Homer Simpson, who's not exactly the role model for husbands and fathers, right? So where do we get our good information? Well, from books like Be a Man by Father Richards. Also, there's been a lot of men's conferences every year in Cincinnati. 3,000 men gather for Catholic men's conferences. Here in Herndon every year, about 1,000 men meet right down the road in Herndon. This year the bishop was there for a wonderful and powerful day. We have support groups for men's spirituality. We have our Knights of Columbus who do such a great job. The Fellowship of Modest Proposal that just started in the parish, a men's support group to grow spiritually. And then in society, there's been some good Christian movies that have come out. There was a great movie this past year called Courageous. Hopefully some of the men got to see that Christian movie called Courageous. It's probably on DVD now. You can watch it. It's a wonderful movie for men to really grow spiritually. About a year or two ago, we had the movie Fireproof for husbands and wives. That was a very powerful and very good movie. Saves lots of marriages. Because what you want to do is you want to fireproof your marriage against the onslaught of modern society. You have to insulate it, fireproof your marriage to protect it. Another great movie recently, it's still playing in a few places in Northern Virginia, is called For Greater Glory, about religious freedom. It's a very powerful movie. It's not for the kids because there's a lot of war and fighting and violence in it, but especially for the husbands and fathers, it's a powerful movie of the resistance of the Catholics to the persecution of the church in Mexico in the 1920s. So again, For Greater Glory, still playing in a few places in Northern Virginia, and all about religious freedom and the importance of protecting one's family against the evils of modern society. So again, we have a lot of great resources between St. Joseph's Covenant Keepers and the writings of Steve Wood and Scott Hahn on fatherhood. In fact, one of the things that our fathers should do is to give your children a blessing every night before they go to sleep. Growing up as a kid, my two sisters and I, every night before we went to bed, my dad would give us a blessing, because fathers have that special grace from God to bless their children. Gary Smalley wrote a whole book called The Blessing, about how children need to receive the blessing from their parents. But I had the privilege of going out to Steubenville last month. I spent a couple days with Scott and Kimberly Hahn, stayed at their home, and most of their kids are grown and married, and they have children of their own, but they still have one son at home. And as we were talking late one night with Scott and Kimberly, their son came to go to bed, gave his mom and dad a hug, and Scott gave him a blessing, just like my dad gave us blessings as children. So beautiful to see that. This idea of the male spirituality, which is so important in today's society, especially with the role models that the television gives in this day and age. And I would say the last thing that the men should do to try to develop the spirituality is continue to read and study their faith, especially sacred scripture and the lives of the saints and the teachings of the church. See, scripture is so wonderful. It's so fascinating. Just, for example, take today's gospel about the kingdom of God. See, sometimes the kingdom of God is referring to heaven. Sometimes it's referring to the kingdom of God on earth, which is the church. Today it's referring to the church. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. If you've ever seen a mustard seed, it looks like a speck of black sand. For 1 ounce of mustard seeds, you need 20,000 seeds. That's how tiny a mustard seed is. And yet Jesus says that's what the church was like when it first began. It was just the 12 apostles, a little mustard seed. But then it was planted, and then it began to grow and became the largest of trees. And now the Catholic Church has 1.2 billion members throughout the world. And then it began as a mustard seed, a little tiny speck in Jerusalem, and now it's in every country of the world. And it says that the birds of the sky will come from all over to dwell in its shade. Again, referring to all the converts from the Jews and the Gentiles and everyone that will become members of the church. So again, scripture is so fascinating. Just something like a little passage like that is so wonderful to learn and study. So hopefully our dads will take their vocation, their spirituality seriously, and read and study sacred scripture. If continue to learn and deepen the faith so you can pass it on to your wife, to your children, to your grandchildren, because that is the purpose of marriage and family, is to get your entire family to heaven.